Today's Chazar is Daf Chafeim and Beis. We'll start from Chafeim and Alf, the Gemari Boyalhu. Right? The Mishnah described the pious. The first pious was Chumas Sedeshin. Remember the Gemara said that included the Siddur HaMarach and the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. And then we have the pious Hasheni, 13 Kahanim was Eichen it, right? Shkita, Zrika, right? Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, Dishan HaMenorah. It's four. Right? And then the rest of it was bring things to the Mizbeach. There were six things that were brought from the kavis of the Tamid, right? The Rosh and the Regal, the Shteyadayim, the Ukitz and the Regal, the Chaz and the Geirim, the Shteyadfanes and the Kirbayim. And then there was the Seilis, the Chavitim and the Ayin, right? 13 Kanim. So Yibayalu, Kshem Mephaisin, when they make a piece, Mavayda Achas Mephaisin, then do for one Avayda, and then everyone gets it, everyone else, the other 12 people get it, they go in order to his right. One person wins, and I guess he's the Sheikhit, and then everyone else to his right. Like we said, the Ram Pirsh Mishnah says he's the Zayrik, which the Chayr Shtim is good, because that's the Chayr, the main Aveda, right? So I guess, but that's it. Said. Or, Aydil Malachal Aveda Vaveda Mephaisin. You make a separate pious for each one. Tashima, I be pious for Yisrael. Vikzak Lechal Aveda Mephaisin, two Vav. It says there were four, right? There were so many Avedas, 17 altogether. So, how would that work? Amav Nacham Yitzchak HaChakama, I be Pam Nechnasim Lafis. Four times they come to make the pious. L'chol chada v'chada, have a tuva piyasis. And each pious, each time they gather for the pious, there could have been more than one pious. So I think Gemara Tashima. V'yudayim alay a pious l'machta. Elakayin shazacha b'kteris amul sh'ima ischeyimei b'machta. There wasn't a pious for the machta. But k'teris l'chay includes two things. You have someone getting the coals for the k'teris from the mizbeach achitz and bring them onto mizbeach apnimi. And that's called the machda. And you have the k'teris itself. You bring in the k'teris, you get the k'teris from wherever it's stored. You bring it into the heichal, and you do the avoid of k'teris k'teris. You pour it onto the, you sprinkle it onto the coals, right? So there wasn't a specific pious for the machda. The one who won the k'teris told the one with him to come and bring the machda. So you see that what? That there's no pious for each avoid. So Taisus asks, well, that's Rabbi Huda, right? Sounds like there are bun and hole that there was a separate pious. So he said, the pshat in the Gemara is because Akan lepligi, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is if there was the one who won the k'teiris had the schus to tell the one the machta, and then he could have told somebody else also. Or the pshat was automatic, but if it was a whole new pious, now you don't find the Rabbanan arguing. Okay, that was the second teretz. His first teretz was that maybe k'teiris, but then you have to say the Gemara knew this already that. That only argue by k'teiris because it's leshchichu ma'atram, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says shani machdu k'teiris l'chad avaydi. That's considered one avayda. So Mela wouldn't have two payoses. It's mamish one avayda. It's avayda of k'teiris. But here, the shchita, the zrika, the dishim is me'achmini. They're all different avaydas. So maybe with a different payoses. Igad ami other way. Afka machdu k'teiris l'chad avaydi. Avos shar avaydas boi payis. So you see, it's only machdan avayda. Have you just saying that? Machta and k'teiris is one aveda, but other things vice is there were different payasas. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to say this one. So I says no. Machta shkichah, sagdan the chamina ha'avolei shkichah. It's not a shkich the aveda, because you can't bring it on your own. It's not like an oila which you can bring on your own. Uma atram, and also it makes you rich. And the sagal abayis the atzma. You think it gets another payas? Kamash malon. The k'teiris and machta don't get another payas. Kol shkin, everything else doesn't get another payas. Tashema, Netanya, Abchia, Leilachal Aveda, Aveda Mephaisim, they did not make a separate pious for each Aveda. Al Kain Shazacha Batamid, the Kain that won the Tamid, Shneimas Echav Kanem Meshachem Imai, the 12 Kanem on Meshachem Imai, that's what it is, Medayak. Here it says Nemshachem Imai. It doesn't say he tells them. Nemshachem Imai, they all become Nemshach Imai. Rabbi Yudat said, Kain Shazacha is Aimel Azesh Imai Zakayim Ibe Machta. He tells it to him, so Vaisis is his schus, he wins the Machta. So he gets to give it out to who he wants. Maybe he can even take it himself. Not sure. But, yeah. Shema Amina. Pais Hasheni. So the Mishnah said, the bias is who shaks and who's Zerik, and the Mishnah leaves out Kabbalah. apparently, one of these people that won are going to do the Kabbalah also. So Yibayilu. That is Shaila. Mi Mekabel. Who's the one that's Mekabel? These are Sheikh Mekabel. And why would you think that? The Amid Zerik Mekabel, Aga Chavisla Mekabel, Ilkule Dam. Maybe it's better the Sheikh should be Mekabel. Because there's a din, a Mekabel, Tzarek Shekabel, Kol Dom Eshel Par. That takes a little patience. So if the Sheikh is Mekabel, good. That's the last thing he's doing. So we'll have the patience to wait for all the Dam come out, Adrabba. Right? He wants to do the Avodah Bishleimus. But the Zerik's Mekabel, we're afraid he's running to be Zerik, so maybe he'll leave some Dam behind. Right? It's not Ma'akev, but at least he won't do it with the Shleimus. Or, I don't have Zerik Mekabel, maybe no. The Lach is the Zerik's Mekabel. Why? The Amit Sheikh Mekabel, Zimdin Shachet Zer. If there'll be a rule that the Sheikh is Mekabel, so then people might make a mistake when a Zer is Sheikh, it'll also be Mekabel. Like this, we'll have a rule, the Sheikh is not Mekabel, the Zerik's Mekabel. So that would make sure that the Mekabel is always a kind. If a Zer is Mekabel, it's possible. Tashima, it says, Ben Katan Asa Yud Beis Dad Lekir Kadesha Yud Beis Echa Vekana Masukim Betamin Mekachi and Deim Vlein Vesachas. Ben Katan was a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara had brought four different people that Maskira Lishvach, that one of them was Ben Katan, made 12 faucets for the Kir. So then, 12 Kahanim could go and be Mekadish and Deim Vegleim at the same time. What was the 12? The 12 people that won the pious, right? Like we said, there was this Chavarusei and had to, right, the Milamaisa we passing like Rav Sheshes, they did it in Big Day Kodesh, right? That's what we said, they did it in Big Day Kodesh, right? The Rav Nachum was scared that maybe the Baal Yisrael would take it, but yeah, right? And the problem was, because they do a Big Day Chel, we're afraid that maybe they'll do without the, right? So I said, they're in a rush. Yeah, 12 kanim, shouldn't be a line. Question is, why isn't there 13? Elamai, because the Sheikha doesn't need Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. Right? Because even a Zarek could be Sheikha. Elam Shemamina Zarek Mekabel. So you see the Zarek is Mekabel. Shemamina. Right? You see from here that they did the Kiddush Adayim Reglayim after the Pius, right? Which that was a little bit of a kasha. Some achrayim asked that kasha that it said before that you can't do the pious b'big day chayil because maybe they'll come and do the avodah b'big day chayil, right? Why don't you tell everyone to mekadesh adayim v'raglayim before the pious because maybe they'll do the avodah without kiddush adayim v'raglayim, which is also a psul avodah. Pasul's avodah if you do that kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So Mishnah and Zvachim. So right? No. Okay. Sorry, but that's what you see. Elav Shai Zarek Mekabel Shmamina Amlei Avachim Beid Rav Avashif Nanatim. It's really a Mishnah. Shachar Hashachar V'Kibol Mekabel U'Boloi Lizrik Shmamina. It's a Mishnah in Tamid, which, like the Mishnayis and Yuma, go through the Seder Hayayim of the Beis Hamikdash, and there it says a Shachar Shachs. And the Mekabel is Mekabel, and he comes to be Zerik. It sounds like the Mekabel is coming to be Zerik. So it sounds like the Zerik is the one that's, yeah, Shmamina. Okay. Amar ben Azza lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah said like this. They split up the Tamid. They have six Kanim bringing it. Reish v'regel. So the Mishnah, like the Gemara's Mavur, is in the order that they brought it. There was a line, and they had to bring in this particular order. The Reish in the Regal first, the Shtei Adayim second, the Ukitz in the Regal third, the Chazav Geir fourth, the Shtei Tefanis fifth, and the Kabayim sixth. Now everyone's maskim in all these Tanon that the Reish in the Regal is first, because the Reish has to be first. And this Gemara didn't discuss why the Regal is brought with the Reish, right? But that was Angenim. The Regal is brought with the Reish. So, but the Reish has to be first. The Reish and the Regal are first. Right? And everyone's masking the Kabayim are last. Right? I guess they don't have the same Cheshivas as they are. And everyone's masking the Kabayim is last. The next four, then we have five Shitas. Right? Mathematically, when you have a combination of four, you could have 16 possibilities, right? But I think, 16 to 24? 24 possibilities. 24 possibilities, right? 3 is 6, and then 4 is 24. 24 possibilities. Okay, good. You have five shittas, in these particular four, right? So let's go through them, right? So Ben Azai said, "B'shem in front of Rabbi Kiva, b'shem Rabbi Shua, derech hilucha hu karev." Right? So the Gemara says, "What's derech hilucha?" Derech hilucha means at the way the animal walks. In other words, the evarim are brought in the animal from head to tail, right, back to front, head to tail, front to back, head to tail. Derech hilucha hu karev. So that's what is it? A reish v'regel, right? Even though you might say, yeah, the reish v'regel, right? The reish first, because that's derech hilucha. So even though you have the regel, but that's okay, because that's brought together with the reish. Hachazah v'hageira, and the derech hilucha, the chazah and the geira, the chest and the neck, is second. That's like the front, right? Shtei yadayim, that's considered a drop behind. Shtei defanis, the two sides of the animal. And then ukis v'regel, that's derech hilucha. Derech sheita means the opposite way, back to front, because that's the way you mafshit the animal. When you skin an animal, you hang it up by its hind legs, and you take off the skin from back to front. And that's the way you bring it also. Ketzan, right, so reish v'regel, the reish v'regel is first, even though, I guess the ukitz really is more derech sheita, but the reish has to come first. And then we do ukitz v'regel, and shtei defanis, and then shtei yadayim and chazav v'geira, the reverse of Ben Azai b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yossi is saying the other way, the reish regel, then ukitz regel, right? That shtei defanis, shtei yadayim, chazav v'geira. Gevaldik. Rabbi Kiva himself said derech nituch hayir karev. That the point was that you cut it up v'nita chesayla. Right? You have to cut it up. So it was cut up in a specific way, and after it was, right, as you're going back the other way, going from front to back, but it was cut up in a specific way. And the point was, as soon as you cut the aver, you give it to the kayin that's going to bring it up, and then he gets in line, he came first, right? It's the first come, first serve from getting it from the nituchai. Yeah? So reish regel, reish is always first, and the nituchai went shtei yadayim, and chazav v'geir. That's the difference. The shtei yadayim came before the chazav v'geir. If you hold derech hiluchai, then the chazav v'geir is before the shtei yadayim. If you hold derech nituchai, the shtei yadayim is before the chazav v'geir. And then shtei defanis, and then ukitz v'regel. That's how you do the nituach. Abayisek lili aimer, derech hiluy v'karif. Now, you take the better ones first. And what are the better ones? Kaysa derech hiluy, so reish regel always comes first. Hachazav v'geir, that's the fattest part. Right, that's not the bony part, that's the meaty part, right? So chazav v'geirim is the meaty part of the animal, and shtei defanis, right, so the chazav v'geir is a better meat than the shtei defanis, right, but good, but that's the meat, so that's iluyev, and then you have ukitz v'regel, right, the ukitz in the regel is the, right, is better than the shtei yadayim. The regel has more meat than the yadayim. The hind legs have more than the forelegs. So Mary says, "V'ksiv kol nesach toiv yerech v'kasef." It sounds like the yerech is better than the kasef, meaning the chazav v'geira. So Mary says, "Who b'kusha? A weak animal that doesn't have much in the chazav v'geira. The legs have more, but a fat animal, and of course they would bring the fat animals for the karbanis, karban tzibur, that would have the chazav v'geira more." So, and what did our Tana say? So those are the four shittas. So what did our Tana say? Our Tana said, reish v'regel, and then shtei yadayim, and then ukitz v'regel, and then chazav v'geir, and then shtei tfanis. Right? They both have chazav v'geir before the shtei tfanis. They both have ukitz v'regel before the shtei yadayim. But the difference between our Tana and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that Rabbi Yossi Aglili had first chazav geira, and then shtei defanis, and then ukitz regel, and then shtei yadayim. And our Tana had the other way: first ukitz regel, shtei yadayim, and then chazav geira, shtei defanis. Right? And they both were trying to get derech iluyay. And what's the nafkamina? So he says, "I'm Rav Ben Tana, the Don Ben Abayisi, Basi iluy the bisra." And they're both trying to get the iluyah, but my Rav Basi Avra the bisra. Right, when you look at the size, it means, my guess is, then you include the bone. Right? And if you're looking at the side including the bone, right, very chashuv a piece of meat, so then the regal and the Yadayim would be better than the Chaz of a Geira and the Shtei Tfanis. And so then you do that first. And they're both masking, but the Regal is better than the Yad. You know, the Ukitz and the Regal are better than the Shtei Yadayim. And Umar saw Ozer Basar Shmeini the Bisra. When you want to look at the fatty meat, so there, the meat without the bone, the Chaz of a Geira and the Shtei Tfanis, are fatter meat than the meat with the bone, the Ukitz Regal and the Shtei Yadayim. So those are the five Shittas. And my tama salka regal badi reisha. Here the Gemara says, so why did you put the regal with the reisha according to everyone? Mishum the reisha nefisha bat samis. So carve a regal bahade. Since the head has a lot of bones, so I guess it's not covered to just the ikar bring bones. You put the regal together with it, so it should have more meat. Yeah. Somehow I missed this in the previous year. Okay, good, we do Chazar. Yeah. But the Kul Am Ami is Reish Kar B'Reisha. But according to everyone, the Reish goes first. Minolan. Why does the Reish go first? The Tanya, Minayin L'Reish V'Peder Shekayim L'Chol Eivarim. How do you know the Reish and the Peder comes before all Eivarim? Tamalayim is Reish V'Spidrei. V'Arach. Because why did the Pasuk, right? There's a Pasuk in Vayikra. Right? First parashah of Vayikra tells you how to make an oila. So it says, Venita Chaisel and Sacha Vesereshu is Pidge, right? And then it says, another pasuk what's it called? Archim and Anakanim Sacha Vesereshu is Apadre. Right? So it says both, when it says that they cut it, it says Vesereshu is Pidge, right? And then it says, when they brought it, it says again the Reish, but why is that the Reish? So the first time it says, because the Reish has to come first. And the Idach, Peder, Achrina, Lamayasa, look at the Tanya, because Ketsu, Isonaisis, the Peder, Beis Shkita, Umaleu, Vizeradera, Kavit Shalmal. You put the Peder on the Beis Shkita and you bring it up, and that's Derech Kavit Shalmal, and it's to teach you, right, that the. So Rashi explains that the Reish, that the reason why it says the Reish again is because since the Reish didn't have Hefshit. Hefshit was only the Guf. So that's why it has to mention the Reish again in order to tell you that that you makta the Reish. Because you otherwise you think you only makta the Evarim that you were Mafshit. But why did it say the Peder? Right? The Peder is what I have to say it for. Right? It's just to teach you that the Reish has to go together with the Peder. You have to take the fats and put the opening of the Shkita, right, the part of the animal, into the fat. So it shouldn't be nicker the hole where the Shkita was.